From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The latest violent storm to hit the Midwest has forced the indefinite shutdown of Lambert-St. Louis International Airport. Several unconfirmed tornadoes ripped through the St. Louis area last night, leaving parts of the airport in shambles. Lambert director Rhonda Hamna-Brugge says one concourse is wrecked.
We had quite a few windows blown out in Concourse C. With that, brought heavy rains and glass, obviously, into the terminal. There had been terminal announcements made, and the police had started taking passengers and moving them away from the exterior toward the lower level to interior spots.
Hamna-Brugge says airlines are checking to ensure there's no damage to aircraft. Two planes were briefly stranded on the tarmac because of debris. A couple of apparent NATO airstrikes have struck Muammar Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. The blasts early today left a small crater in a parking lot. Reporters taken there say the bombs appear to have pierced an underground bunker. Meanwhile, Arizona Senator John McCain is calling for increased U.S. support for the Libyan rebels. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Benghazi, where McCain paid an unannounced visit yesterday.
He was quite outspoken in support of the rebels. There's been a fairly cautious reaction back home in Washington, but Senator McCain is an outspoken proponent of this rebel fight to oust Muammar Gaddafi. He called his visits with rebel government leaders and fighters one of the most inspiring days of his life. He was applauded several times during his comments. He challenged critics to come here, see what he's seen, and repeat that we have no strategic interest in stopping Gaddafi from killing his own people.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. Colonel Gaddafi's government is signaling that there might be a change of tactics toward the last rebel-held city in western Libya. Speaking in Tripoli, Khaled Kaim says troops besieging Misrata may be replaced with armed tribesmen.
Libyan people around Misrata, they cannot sustain it like this. The seaport have been seized by the rebels. And the tactic of the Libyan army is to have a surgical solution.
Misrata has been under siege for nearly 2 months. Chaim says tribal leaders have given the army an ultimatum, saying it should step aside if it can't retake control of Misrata. There's been more fighting along the border between Thailand and Cambodia as troops exchange gunfire for the second day running. At least 7 soldiers have been killed, and thousands of civilians have been evacuated. The BBC's Rachel Harvey is in Bangkok.
Once again, daybreak heralded an exchange of gunfire across the disputed border. A new truce, agreed after Friday's deadly clashes, has been left in tatters. And as before, it's unclear who started the latest round of hostilities or why, though each side routinely blames the other. Cambodia has made clear it wants international mediation, but Thailand insists the dispute can be resolved through existing bilateral channels.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey reporting from Bangkok. This is NPR. It's tense in Syria today as thousands are reported to be gathering for the funerals of those killed during yesterday's anti-government protests. Syrian security forces fired bullets and tear gas during protests held across the country yesterday. At least 75 people died in what is being described as the deadliest day since demonstrations began more than a month ago. A controversial Florida pastor is free after being jailed briefly in Dearborn, Michigan. As WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, a jury found Terry Jones' now abandoned plan to protest in front of a large mosque could have triggered violent reprisals.
Jones scheduled a rally against what he calls radical Muslim elements at the Islamic Center of America, one of the largest mosques in North America. Dearborn officials argued his appearance could cause the kind of violence that occurred when he burned a copy of the Quran. Jones countered that he was exercising his right to free speech and had threatened no one. The American Civil Liberties Union also filed a friend of the court brief supporting Jones. A jury found the rally could cause a breach of peace. Jones was ordered to pay a $1 security bond and to refrain from rallying in front of the mosque for 3 years. Jones said he would not pay and was briefly incarcerated before the bond was posted for him. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
The North Carolina company is recalling thousands of cucumbers that could be contaminated with salmonella. L&M companies say federal inspectors found salmonella last week on cucumbers at a business in Florida. The cucumbers are sold in cartons marked Nature's Delight. They were sent to wholesalers in 9 states. There have been no illnesses attributed to them. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.